bring you the story that has thrilled America for generations. The true-to-life story of David Harrow, the kindly little country philosopher who makes life worth living by helping those who need help and by outwitting those who are too clever and scheming in helping themselves. If you use Babbo, I urge you to go out to your kitchen immediately after this program and read the colored band around the bottom of the Babbo can. You'll find it offers you something useful for your housework or to wear or for your personal use at a fraction of regular store price. A really remarkable value. These offers are an extra reward for buying Babbo. Put there to save you money and to induce others to try this amazing cleaner. We change these offers frequently, always looking for new attractive articles. So watch for them always. Tell your friends about them. And if you've never used Babbo, ask your grocer about them at once. Yet these money-saving offers are only one advantage of using Babbo. The all-important one is, Babbo reduces your cleaning work. And here's a simple reason. The big part of the heavy, tedious scouring you do is caused by grease. Grease is the modern cleaning problem. It's what dirt and stain cling to. And Babbo dissolves this grease, literally melts it away. That's why you can clean so easily and quickly with Babbo. For with grease dissolved, dirt and stain gently wipe away on your cloth. And the hard, tiresome scouring you'll save will amaze you. 2 million housewives have already switched to this modern, fast way to clean. And because you use only a little Babbo at a time, you save money too. So for both reasons, the special Babbo cleaning action that saves you time and effort, and the special Babbo offers, ask your grocer today for Babbo. It's spelled B-A-B-O. Babbo has been tested and approved by the Good Housekeeping Institute. And now for David Harrow. Many have been the strange events that have happened in Homeville. But strangest of all was the one which occurred yesterday when Homer Clark, editor of the Homeville paper, came to David with the story that a ghost had been heard in the old Radcliffe Hotel. The hotel David had hoped to buy and use as a poorhouse, but which now is about to be sold by Zeke Swinney to a Mrs. Simpson, who is living there looking it over. When Homer left David's office, he had the promise of our dubious, yet highly interested little banker, that he would accompany him to the hotel that night to confirm or refute the ghost story. Now it's that evening, and with a foot of snow on the ground, David and Homer are en route to the old hotel. Listen.
Blake, going to Homer, I don't see why you have to pick a night like tonight to go up to Radcliffe Hotel. We'll get snowbound more than likely.
I can't help that, David. Things like this can't wait. I have a story here that'll rock the nation. A modern ghost story.
Yeah, a modern ghost story. Probably a pipe dream you're having.
Now, I tell you, I ain't dreaming. Mrs. Simpson heard that ghost. She wouldn't have no reason to lie about it.
She must have been dreaming then. Atmosphere more than likely got a old hotel. Ain't been used for years. Secluded spot. Lady living there by herself. Scared death of ghosts anyhow.
What? How did you know she's scared of ghosts, David Harrow?
Well, you see, Homer...
You holding back something I don't know about?
Why, Homer Clark, you're doing me an injustice.
And why are you so sure she's afraid of ghosts?
Well, most women folks are, ain't they? Most of them will jump in a mouse or anything like that.
Well, this Mrs. Simpson must not scare so easy or she wouldn't have gone up there to stay by herself in the first place.
Yeah, she does seem to be going to sad trouble. Just look the place over.
Where's she from, David? What's she doing up there?
Well, you should know that, Homer. You're editor of the town gossip sheet.
Ah, there you go, joking again when I'm serious.
Well, as far as I know, the lady's from Silchester. And she's here to look over the hotel and maybe buy it from Zeke Swinney.
And I thought you were going to buy it.
I was until Zeke got hold of it and raised the price from $6,000 to $15,000.
Ooh.
I reckon that's a little too high for me to go.
Well, I should think so. Don't know what you'd want at that haunted old place anyhow.
You're pretty all fired sure it's haunted, ain't you?
You bet I am, and I'm going to prove it to you, too, in just a little while. We'll be there for long.
All right, Homer, you prove it to me, but I wish you'd pick another night besides tonight to do it. Here we're getting the first real snow we've had this year, and you have to pick this night of all nights to go looking for ghosts. They probably don't even exist.
You'll find out whether or not they exist.
Yeah, seems so.
Kind of lonely up here, ain't it, David?
If there's that, Homer, kind of spooky. I calculate a fellow'd do a sight of whistling if he had to come along this road by himself. They say whistling will keep spooks away.
Yeah, seems like I heard that once, too.
Homer, play God if you don't tickle me. Your whistle's a little out of water, too.
What?
Scared death we're going to run into something, ain't you?
No, yeah. I ain't at all, David Harum. I just whistled to keep myself company. You wasn't saying nothing.
Oh, I'll protect you, Homer, and see nothing get you.
You don't take it. If you don't quit making fun of me,
there's a hotel there, Homer.
Huh? Oh, yes, that's it, all right, David. Spooky-looking place, ain't it?
Yeah, seems so. Mm-hmm. There's a light there. I reckon Mrs. Simpson must still be up.
I told her I was coming up tonight. She's expecting me.
Hope she's got some hot coffee.
Oh,
I'm just about close to death.
Whoa, up there, girl, now. Whoa, whoa.
Yes, all right. Out you get, Homer.
I'll get that
thing. Now, wait just a second till I get this here blanket round the filly. Don't want her to catch cold.
Listen to that wind, would you?
I'm a-listening. Don't sound so good. I calculate we'll run into a storm before we get back.
Yeah, if it's too bad, we won't be able to go back this evening, David. We'd like to get caught in a storm and freeze to death.
You should have thought about that way starting up here. Well, we might as well go in the hotel. Don't see much point standing here. How do you get in here?
The door's right here.
Well, you best let's get in the inside and out of this. Probably too scared to come to the door, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Good evening, Mrs. Simpson.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Clark. Oh, mercy, come in out of the storm.
Thank you. Oh, this heat's good, ain't it, David?
Yes, indeed.
Excuse me, Mrs. Simpson. This is a friend of mine, David Harum.
Mr. Harum? Oh, how foolish of me. We've met.
Howdy, Miss Simpson.
Mr. Harum was kind enough to help me with my bags the day I arrived.
You didn't tell me you knew Mrs. Simpson, David.
Oh, you didn't ask me, Homer.
Won't you take off your coats and come sit by the fire?
Thank you kindly. It ain't any too nice out tonight.
I should say not. I've been listening to that wind, and I don't mind telling you it's pretty scary around here. I'm beginning to wonder if I didn't make a mistake by coming up here to stay.
Yes, Homer was telling me she had a little excitement here last night.
Oh, yes, it was terrifying.
David don't believe what I told him about the ghost, Mrs. Simms, so I brought him along tonight to prove it.
There wouldn't be any doubt in your mind if you were here last night, Mr. Harum. I was petrified with fear. I couldn't walk or talk or anything else.
That's so. Sure you wasn't mistaken, Miss Simpson?
Mistaken? Indeed not. I can still hear those footsteps as they came up the... Listen. Did you hear them?
You hear them, David? Do you?
I don't hear a thing, Homer. Calculate you must be hearing things.
Well, he's not hearing things. They're the same footsteps I heard last night. Oh, what are we going to do?
Listen, Miss... I calculate there is someone out there.
I told you. You wouldn't believe me.
Yes, sir. They're coming nearer.
Quiet,
both of you.
Who's out there?
I am the ghost of General Grant.
What are we going to do?
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get out of here right now.
You stay right where you are, Homer. It ain't going to do no good to run now.
I am the ghost of General Grant. This is my home. Why are you here?
Tell him, Professor David. Tell him anything. You won't fool me. Get him out of here.
It won't do no good to talk to a ghost.
Oh, why I ever came here.
I warn you, you must leave here at once. This will be my last warning.
Who's out there?
Seems so.
You wouldn't believe me, David. Now you can keep yourself. You wouldn't believe me.
Now, you best get hold of yourself, Homer. You'll be a nervous wreck.
I don't care. I'm getting out of here right now.
Now, you set. Set, Homer. Take it easy. You're acting like an old woman. Ain't nothing to be scared of.
Nothing to be scared of? Well, then why do you sit there so in...
We're liable to get killed. He told us to
leave him, if you believe that.
Well, we do not believe in ghosts, Mr. Harum, but I do.
I didn't used to, but that convinced me.
Oh,
what a story this will make. If I ever get out of here alive, to fit it up.
Oh, none of us will get away alive. I feel it. We'll all be killed.
Well, if we are, it'll be because of that storm coming up, not the ghost. Did you ever hear tell of a ghost killing anyone?
They can do it. I know they can.
Well, would you kindly tell me how?
Spiritualism and, they can do it, Mr. Harum. I know they can.
I calculate you'd best get hold of yourself, Miss Simpson. Homer, you come with me and we'll go take a look.
Oh, but David, I can't go look. I just can't.
Now, are you going to start being a man or quit acting like a yearling colt? There ain't nothing here that can hurt you. Come on, we'll go take a look.
I'm going along. I can't stay here by myself.
No reason why I should. You come right along.
But David...
Oh, plague on it, Homer. Are you coming or ain't you?
All right, David.
Well, now, come on.
Where are we going, David?
Going down the cellar. Take a look around.
I tell you, I don't like this.
Can't say as I find it pleasure either, but there was someone or something out there, and we got to find out what it was. Well, I reckon that we'll split here.
Oh, awful dark here, ain't it?
Yep, seems so.
Well, where are we going now?
I'm going out this way and take a look, Homer, and you're going the other way.
By myself?
Yeah. I'll take Mrs. Simpson with me.
Oh, but David,
Take a look around, Homer, and we'll meet right here at the steps again. Oh. Now go on, get going.
All right, but I don't like this.
If you see a ghost, Homer, grab him. We'll take a look this way, Mr.
All right, Mr. Harum. Oh, what's that?
Oh, plate garnet. Nothing but a box. I tipped over the blast thing.
Oh, it frightened me so. Let's go back, Mr. Harum.
Well, ain't much sense doing that. We'll take a look around first.
Who are you?
Let's get out of here, please, Sam. Please. We'd all be killed. I know it.
Oh, there ain't nothing going to happen to us. I want to find out what that is.
David!
Listen. You hear that?
David!
David!
That's Homer, all right.
Something's happened to him.
Yeah, it seems so. Well, come on. We'd better go see what's wrong.
Great deal of truth behind the ghost who is haunting the Radcliffe Hotel. What has happened to Homer Clark? What unexpected trouble has he run into? And who is the ghost at the Radcliffe Hotel? Well, don't fail to listen to David Harum tomorrow. If you want to keep your house spotless with less work and time, try the modern cleaner that substitutes scientific dissolving action for much of the mechanical action of grit. Realize that 90% of that heavy scouring you do is caused by grease, and switch to the amazing cleaner that dissolves that grease for you. It's Babble. And with this gentle-acting speed cleaner, you end needless scouring and scraping once and for all. Remember, ask for Babble.